Track 7. RNLI's Anne preps for second marathon. A volunteer from Tynemouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute is preparing to take part in her second London Marathon. Anne Steele Arnott, who volunteers as a visits officer at Tynemouth Lifeboat Station, only took up running 15 months ago after a hand injury temporarily stopped her from playing golf. "I'm no spring chicken," admitted Anne, who has been volunteering for the RNLI for 23 years. However, finishing last year's marathon and raising much-needed funds for the RNLI gave her a great sense of achievement. "I loved it last year, the best experience of my life so far," she claimed. Anne's running journey started in November 2023, when she began walking, then jogging a little, before joining a Couch to 5K group. She is now a park run regular, both as a runner and a volunteer marshal stroke timekeeper, and she is a member of the Dawlish Coasters running group. Last year, Anne raised over £3,000 for the RNLI after she was offered a last-minute place in the London Marathon just 6 weeks before the event. This year, she has set herself a fundraising target of £2,300. Anne has had plenty more time to prepare for this year's 26.3-mile event, and has been posting regular updates on a blog on her Just Giving fundraising page. The 2025 London Marathon takes place on April the 27th.
Levi retraces his apprenticeship roots. To mark this week's National Apprenticeship Week, an assistant site manager at Vistra Group is keen to highlight the apprenticeship route into the industry after it gave him his career break. Levi Sullivan, 30, who lives in Dawlish, works at the Matford Brook development in Exeter, joined the company in 2018 as a labourer. "After school, I obtained a level one course in electrical installation and levels one and two in plastering at South Devon College before starting work as a labourer for an agency. I was delighted when I secured a full-time labouring position and was then promoted to site construction supervisor. I made it known that I was keen to progress and learn as much as possible. I tried the apprenticeship route, which was a great move as it enabled me to earn and learn simultaneously. Levi then became an apprentice trainee assistant site manager, which took 2 years to complete. I spent 4 days on site, gaining on-the-job experience, and a Thursday's study. I loved the evidence-based nature of the course, as learning practically suited me perfectly. Vistry not only provided the learning opportunities, but they mentored me and funded my courses, including my maths and English GCSE retakes. Levi is now an assistant site manager and is working towards his Level 6 NVQ qualification in construction site management with the NHBC. He added, "I absolutely love my job, which involves supporting the site manager and helping to deliver high-quality homes on time and to budget. The role requires you to be well organised and good at communicating with people. It's ultimately all about the customers, and there's nothing more satisfying than seeing happy residents moving into their new homes."
Future of X Village Pub in the spotlight. An eyesore former Kenton pub may be bought as a community asset for the village. The Dolphin Inn in Fall Street closed in 2022, but it may reopen as a community-owned pub after it was announced it will go up for sale next month. Bought 5 years ago by Philip Dare, the pub is now due to go on the market after a number of unsuccessful attempts to redevelop it as a smaller pub and a home. Kenton Parish Council has successfully nominated the property as a listed asset, but a previous attempt by the community to buy the building in 2020 failed. Devon County Council member for Kenton, Councillor Alan Connett, explained, "The owners have given notice of their intention to dispose of the asset. Under the community right to bid. An interim moratorium period is now in place for a six-week period. This will expire at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 11th. During this period, Kenton Parish Council, who successfully nominated the asset to be listed, and any other local community interest group, may request in writing to be treated as a potential bidder for the asset. This will bring the full moratorium period into force. The 2022 planning application had been to convert the building into a three-bedroomed home with rear garden while retaining a smaller pub with manager accommodation. But those plans were rejected by Teignbridge Council planners because of concerns over the safety of future occupiers of the proposed development during flooding, and it had not been demonstrated that the part of the pub that to be retained would be of equal or higher quality than the existing pub.
Ambitious project for author's birthplace. The Devon birthplace of one of Britain's best-loved authors is to be saved for posterity after Dartmoor planners gave the go-ahead for an ambitious repair project. Glebe House at Holne was the birthplace in 1819 of Charles Kingsley, a priest and author who wrote the famous children's book The Water Babies, among hundreds of other novels, dramas and poems. Members of the Dartmoor National Park Authority Development Management Committee heard that the building had fallen into disrepair, but a proposal from its owners would give it a new lease of life. Glebe House dates from the 18th century and is a Grade II listed building with a thatched roof. The owners want to repair it, add a ground floor extension, and make some alterations on the first floor to make it a family home. Authority member James McInnes, who is also leader of the Devon County Council, added, "For someone to take on this site and do what they are doing with it while maintaining the integrity of the building itself is a wonderful thing to do. It is going to be there for a long time, considering it was at the point of falling down when they bought it." After Holne, Kingsley's childhood was spent in Clovelly. His novel, Westward Ho, led to the founding of a village by the same name, the only place name in England with an exclamation mark, and inspired the construction of the Biddeford, Westward Ho and Appledore Railway.